episode 477, How Do You Want to Feel?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet sisters. How are you doing? I pray you're having a restful day, an enjoyable day, a day full of joy from the inside out. Even if it's yucky weather outside, we have had nothing but yucky weather. And I hope where it is, at least in your heart, that it's full of love and joy and just absolute rainbows and sunshine, because that's what life is all about. Today, I want to ask you one big question. Yes, it's a big question because we never take time long enough to answer some of these kind of trivial questions. How do you want to feel? How do you want to feel in your life? You're always taking care of someone else, your spouse, your children, your boss, your extended family, your friends. What about you? Today is Sweet Spirit Sunday, a day to reflect on your needs, to bring refreshment to your spirit. So I ask you, how do you want to feel? Have you even given any thought to this? Have you ever sat down and said, gosh, it really would be nice to feel, I don't know, joy all the time, or feel like I could smile, or feel like, I don't know, I just have this energy that I want to go do something when I want to go do it, instead of coming home and always feeling tired and just drained and worn out, and always feeling like you're being stretched from one side of the town to the other side of the town, running from activity to activity. How do you want to feel? Are you enjoying the on-the-go feeling, the high-strung pressure, the must-be superwoman? Are you living that life? Or would it be refreshing to just breathe? Surrender the control. Ooh, that's a tough one, isn't it? That's a big word to swallow. Surrender. Say it to yourself. Surrender. It's like you're giving up. You're quitting. You don't want to have anything to do with it. But you know what? Surrender is so much bigger than that. It's not about quitting. It's about how do you want to feel? You see, it's easier for us to be in control. We do it every day. We take care of the family. We do all of those crazy domestic duties. I mean, come on, doing the toilet, you know, scrubbing the kitchen and cleaning the dishes. You've got to vacuum. I mean, on and on and on, let alone the laundry. Then you have meal planning, tons of cooking meals. We are always in control. Think about it, women. Come on. We are. We decide what we're going to eat, what time we're going to have. Unless if the man is usually the stay-at-home hubby and father, most of the time, it falls into the women's responsibilities. Maybe too much of a control freak, quite frankly. We want it all. Even if we aren't a personality A type, where we have to have it all, we want it all. It could be any personality. We have control as the mama, as the woman. We got it. And sometimes we actually like it. And so when we like it, it's hard to think of surrendering, giving up of something, because we feel like we're losing it. You're not losing it. You're not less of something when you surrender. So let me ask you this. What would happen if you focused on what you could control, not focusing on the outcomes? I'm going to ask you that again. What would happen if you focused on what you could control? Easier for me to say. What you could control, not focusing on the outcomes. What I mean by that is allowing God to come in and take control. Let Him control the outcomes. But we do try to control the outcomes. We try to make things just perfect. My daughter is off to prom right now. And this whole day, we spent preparing her for the night. We got up and we did the mani-pedis and we did the hair and we did the makeup and we got everything just right. We tried on the dress and the shoes and everything. So everything matched, making sure nothing was falling down, everything showing where it was supposed to show and stuff that wasn't supposed to show, if you know what I mean. So we made everything right, total in control, that when she goes off and she's having dinner and dancing and they're doing the after prom celebration, everything is perfect. But you know what? We're not in control of any of that. No matter how hard we try to make the nails look and how pretty we want them and the toes and how we want to make the makeup just gorgeous and the hair, it's raining outside. Do you think it holds curls? I don't think so. But we do that in our lives. We want to control it. As mamas, that's what we do best, even if it's not our personality type. We want to sit there and know that everything's going to be fine. We want to be able to put a Band-Aid on the owie. We want to take care of everything. We want control. But then who ends up really sacrificing themselves for that? You do. You need refreshment for your spirit. How do you want to feel? Allow God to begin to take control of the outcomes. You focus on what you can control. You focus on doing what is right in front of you. Remember the E plus R equals O, event plus response equals outcome? That big R is huge. We can't control the outcome completely, but we control our response to it ultimately. God wants you to surrender to Him. He wants to control your life. He wants to control your outcomes. He wants to carry you. You can control your response to what's given to you because we don't know what's going to be thrown our way. But we can't control the outcome. Yet we try to, moms. By surrendering, you give yourself permission to live with joy, love, and grace. Wow, let that sink in for a minute. What would your life feel like if you could live with joy, love, and grace, a sense of peacefulness? Because you're giving yourself permission by surrendering, letting God control what He can control. This is impact. If we're too busy trying to do everything ourselves, we are frantically trying to hold our own lives together and we cannot do it. And we suffer. We suffer from the outside in and the inside out. And we begin to fall apart. And I do not want you falling apart. You are too precious. And you're important. And you have a mission here on earth that's greater than you trying to control everything. And it starts by surrender. This is impact. You're able to channel or focus your energy, your efforts, your actions, and your attitudes toward what is really meaningful and impactful. Leave the worry, the headaches, the heartaches, the control to God. He is strong enough to carry it all. So how do you want to feel? Begin the surrender, and you will feel God's presence and amazing grace and love like never before. You'll have this peace that overcomes you. You'll be able to handle the temper tantrums that your children throw, or maybe even your hubby. Shh, don't tell him I said anything. You'll be able to live life and not feel like you're always walking on eggshells. Some things you have to do. But surrender is the ultimate. Let God carry you. Let God refresh your spirit today. Stop trying to make everything perfect in your business. Stop trying to make everything perfect in your family. Give it to God and lay it at His feet. He'll take it. He's strong enough to bear it all. He already did on the cross. Go out and take a few moments today. Refresh your spirit. Because you know what? You've got an amazing week ahead of you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.